This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Family and friends honored George Floyd at a private funeral Tuesday in the U.S. city of Houston, Texas. It has been 2 weeks since his death in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, inspired new protests against police brutality across the country. After the funeral, Houston police escorted the funeral procession to the cemetery where Floyd was to be buried next to his mother. Houston City Hall was lit up Monday night in crimson and gold. It's the colors of the high school Floyd attended. Other cities lit their city halls in the same color, including Los Angeles, Boston, Las Vegas, and New York. The public had its chance to pay respects on Monday. Thousands of people streamed through the Fountain of Praise Church to view Floyd's open casket. Memorials were also held last week in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Floyd died, and Rayford, North Carolina, near where Floyd was born. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was among those who paid tribute Monday. He told reporters outside the church he will include Floyd's family in discussions about police reform, and he vowed that Floyd's death will not be in vain. Voters in five U.S. states went to the polls Tuesday for political party primary elections, but the balloting in the southern state of Georgia was slow, with voters reporting long lines and officials saying there were problems with voting machines not working. In the state's largest city, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms urged voters to be patient, saying the long lines and the voting machine issues were widespread. She urged voters to stay in line and cast their votes. Elections are also being held in Nevada, South Carolina, North Dakota, and West Virginia. On Tuesday, Nevada is staging an all-mail election, while North Dakota, Georgia, and West Virginia sent applications for absentee ballots to voters. From Washington, this is VOA News.